hands and begin to worship Him. He's the glorious God. He's the Almighty Father. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Give Him praise. 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 Worship Him. Worship Him. He deserves our praise. He's the Almighty God. Father, we thank You, Lord. Father, we thank You. We give You worship. Give Him praise over Nigeria. Give Him praise over Nigeria. Give Him praise over the country. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise over the elections. Give Him praise. The outcome of the elections. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Open your mouth and praise Him. Open your mouth and praise Him. God rules in the affairs of men. God is still rules and governs in the affairs of men. So worship Him this morning. Give Him praise over the elections. Give Him praise. Give Him worship. Bless His name. Bless His name. Father, we thank You for the election. We thank You because it will end well. We thank You because it will end well. We thank You because Your counsel will stand. Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We come against every counsel of the enemy. We come against every works of Satan. Father, Lord, every gathering of evil men to thwart the election, we come against it. We stand against it. We stand against it. Wherever the gathering may be, wherever the gathering may be, to thwart Your will, to affect the outcome of the election, all such evil men, their gatherings are scattered. Pray that prayer. 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 Mazuta talaba zendere, lezuka talaba suta talaba here. The counsel of the enemy will not prevail. The counsel of the devil will be thwarted. Mazuta taliba sakaria, malikere bosute kere bashundere, lezuka taliba sandara. The voice of the people will be heard. The voice of the people will be heard. Malikere bosute tala karia. Lekere bosute tala bosundere. Begin to declare from tomorrow, from today tomorrow, no violence, no shedding of blood, no war, no riots. Peace. Peace in our nations. Peace in the country. Begin to make that declaration. There will be peace in the nation. There will be peace in the nation. There will be no cause for war. There will be no cause for fighting. There will be no cause for rioting. There will be no cause for killings and bloodshedding. We stand against it. We stand against it. We say the will of God will be established. We declare the peace of God will reign in our nation. The peace and the prosperity of God will reign in our country. This is a very critical moment. We need to pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. We stand against it. We stand against it. We stand against it. We seize all spiritual powers. Whatever the powers and principalities that are against the will of God, we come against such powers. We come against such principalities. Either physical or spiritual, we come against them. We come against them. We come against them. La suta tahita li bahalia. Le kere bosuta tale bosundere. Le kere bosundehera. This nation is preserved. This nation is kept. Peace of God in the nation. Peace of God in the nation. Peace of God in the nation. Father, we thank You. Father, we give You praise. We thank You because it is done. We thank You because there is peace in our land. We thank You because there is no violence. We thank You because Your counsel will stand and the voice of the people will be heard. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we appreciate God this morning? Appreciate God this morning. You can do better. You can do better. Hallelujah. Let us be seated in God's presence. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm like, it's as if I've not slept since yesterday night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, it was interesting yesterday. I voted for my candidate. Praise the Lord. And, you know, there are a lot of things that happened at my poly. It was peaceful. It was very peaceful. And I made a lot of friends yesterday at the polling booth. Praise the Lord. And our prayer is that the will of God will stand. And there will be peace in our land in Jesus' name. We'll keep praying. We'll not be tired of praying. We'll keep praying and keep praying. This Nigeria is our home. This is where we are belong. You know, even if you jackpot, this is still your home. Praise the Lord. So it's important that there is peace in this country. And war is not good. So anybody telling you, let there be war, that person have not seen war. War is not a good thing. There will be no war in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, good morning once more. I'll be talking in the line that our papa started. Talk about the love of God. Talks about God is love and God loves you. Our resident pastor also talk about the goodness of God. That God is good. God is not just good, but God is good to me. You understand? It's one thing for you to know that God is good. It's another thing for you to get to the point where you personalize it. And you say, God is good to me. In regardless of whatever I've done. His goodness is running after me. His goodness is overtaking me. His goodness overwhelms me. Praise the Lord. So this morning I'll be talking about a message, something that has been in my mind for a while, and I believe that God will bless us as we share together in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 9, 23 to 24. I'll prefer to do the message translation. Projector, I'll need your help now. Okay, yeah. Praise God. Now, this is God himself speaking. He wasn't talking through anybody. He wasn't talking through a prophet. You know, this is a direct message from God. And this is what God says. It's a God's message. He said, don't let the wise brag of their wisdom. Don't let the heroes brag of their exploits. Don't let the rich brag of their riches. Verse 24. He said, if you want to brag, brag of this and this only. This is the only thing that you should boast. This is the only thing that you should glory in. This is the only thing that you should have confidence in. That you understand and know me. Praise the Lord. That you understand and know me. That I am what? I am God. Another translation means that I am the Lord. And I act in loyal love. I act in love. I do what's right. And I set things right and fair. And delight in those things. In those who do this. Who do the same things. He said, these are my what? My trademarks. I want to talk about God's trademarks. You know, there are some things that, you know, are peculiar with God. That's God's character. That's the way God behaves. That's his pattern. That is mode of operation. That's how he does. If you want to look at whatever is going on, you must be able to identify. Is this trademark God's trademark, or is it a trademark of the devil? Now, before I go into the trademarks, I want to talk about the boasting. You know, many of us, we boast about many things. We boast about many things. I remember when I was growing up, in my teenage years, we used to boast about muscle. Who has more muscle? Because when we're a teenager, that's what we're concerned about. So after you've gone to the gym, you show yourself, see my muscle. That's what we're boasting about. I don't know who the muscle has helped now. I don't have muscle. You know, so we boast about many things. I also remember when I went for camp. I did my NYC in Lagos. Now, there were sets of people. They were from different schools. They called themselves the best schools. If you are from Unilag, you are from Ife, you are from Port Harcourt, you know, Nsukka, you are from, you know the schools there. All of them, they seclude themselves. They have this exclusivity. You know, the way they gather, they don't talk to you from Lasu. I'm sorry. Of Lasu, Osu, and all those people. Or Adu Ekiti. They don't talk to you. You people are, you know. So they boast in their school. You know, but at least if you go and meet them now, that's about almost 20 years ago. You know, you realize that Unilag did not meet them to be successful. Some of the people that went to Ife, they still ended up poor and wretched. And you see somebody that goes to Lasu or even a polytechnic doing excellently well. So those are not the things that you should boast of. Praise the Lord. I also remember one of my boss many years ago. You know, I used to write a letter and maybe I would ask him to sign. You know, so if I ever write a letter and his titles are not complete, he will never sign it. I'll put doctor and I'll put all his MSc, PhD. In every letter, it must be there. If I miss one, the guy will return it. Why? That is what he glories in. He glories in his credentials. There are many people like that. You glory in your credentials. Maybe you have been to Harvard. You have a PhD. You have an MSc. You have a 2-1. You have distinction. And because of that, it gives you a lot of confidence. What God is saying is that you should not do what? You should not boast in those things. You should not glory in them. Praise the Lord. I also remember when we were growing up, I lived in Festac. I grew up in Festac. I still live in Festac. You know? And in Festac then, if you have a Nitel telephone, you are a big boy in Festac. How many of you remember Nitel telephone? You know, before my parents got theirs, our neighbor, you know, we had to be super nice to them because we expect some calls from abroad so that they will call you in the middle of the night and you can use that their phone. You have to be very nice to them. And eventually when we got our home, I was very excited. We were very proud. We would tell our friend that we have Nitel telephone in the house. Praise the Lord. Then my parents, they used to lock it. But you know, boys will be boys. No matter how they lock it, there's a system. It's a tapping system. One, if you want to do 9, just tap it 9 times. If you want to do 4, tap it 4 times. You understand? But that's what we glory in. But does that matter now? Whether I have a Nitel telephone, is it of any relevance? Is it of any significance? It is not. And we have some people, what do they glory in? They glory in their beauty. Have you ever seen a beautiful woman? And she's very conscious of her beauty. And she's used to people staring at her. And because of that, that is where she concentrates. That's where she puts emphasis. Because that is what she boasts about. Praise the Lord. Would you imagine how that woman will be in 40 years' time? Would you imagine how they will look like? Will that beauty matter? Will that beauty be of any relevance? So why do you glory in it? And why do you envy other people that look more beautiful than you? In my little years, I've realized that beauty does not matter. Beauty has no relevance in your future success. I've seen very ugly women and very successful. And I've seen very beautiful women, very wretched and poor. So beauty has nothing to do with your destiny. It has nothing to do with where God is taking you to. So there's no point in glorying in it. You cannot glory in your beauty. You cannot glory that you have a figurehead. Your shape is perfect. You can have a perfect shape and have a scattered life. The two of them do not correlate. Perfect shape does not translate into what? Into a glorious life. It has nothing to do with it. So for those of you ladies that you do everything you can to have a perfect shape or a figurehead shape, you don't need it. What you need is something else. Praise the Lord. Can we appreciate Jesus? Hallelujah. And I also want to tell some of us too, where do we take pride in? We take pride in where we work. In my time when I was working in the bank, to be a banker is a big deal. It's a big deal. If somebody just look at you one time and said, I'm a banker, they ask you your name. You will not tell them your name. You tell them, I am a what? I am a banker. Or you are working in NNPC. Or you are working in Chevron. Chevron. Just, you don't even need to toast the girl. Just tell her, I work in Chevron, you know? You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. But at the end of the day, you realize that it doesn't matter. Chevron doesn't matter nowadays. Whether you work in Zenith Bank, or you work in Fidelity, or you work in... Even these days, people are afraid to say they are bankers. Actually, no. You dare not say you are a banker. Praise the Lord. So it's not something to what? To be proud of. It's not something to... They are good things. All these things I mentioned, they are not necessarily bad. But they should not be the source of your confidence. They should not be the source of your confidence. They should not be where your self-esteem is tied to. And now God is telling you, he said, do not glory in your wisdom. Do not glory in your might. And do not glory in your what? Riches. So what should you glory in? What should you glory in? Very powerful, very powerful. God is giving you an expo. That this is something you should glory in. And it is in the fact that you know me. And you do what? You understand me. Hallelujah. I need that to sink in. Because your life revolves around it. All the battles you will fight in the future is hinged on your knowledge of God. All the battles you will face in the coming years is hinged on your understanding of God's trademark, of God's character, of who God is. Praise the Lord. So that there are some things that will happen in your life, you can say, this is not God. Why? Because you know who God is. Somebody cannot meet you on the road and tell you that your enemy will die and you are silent, you are afraid. You will not be afraid. Why? Because you know who God is and you understand who God is. You will not have a bad dream. And after, because of the bad dream, you start running up and down if you know who your God is. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that they that know their God shall be what? Shall be strong and they will do exploits. How many of you want to do exploit this year? If you want to do exploit, it's not tied to anything. It's tied to the knowledge of God. He said, my people, though they are my people, he said, yet they are destroyed because they lack knowledge. They are destroyed. They are my people. They are my children. I love them. But yet they are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Knowledge of what? Is it knowledge of biology? When I was doing my SSC, when I was in secondary school, modern biology, I read it from page 1 to page 8 to back to back many times. Praise the Lord. But it doesn't change anything in my life. There's something we call, is it Nelson and Parker? Modern physics, I can't remember the textbooks. You know, chemistry, Lambert and... who has heard of Lambert? Well, that was what the books they do. I don't think they still use them. You know, general mathematics. I mean, we did it. We did all the calculations. How many of you have done advanced calculus? Thermodynamics. Instrumentations. Heat transfer. We did all these things. Heat transfer, thermodynamics. Rate of reaction. We did it. We read it like as if our life depends on it. Eh? My first degree was in chemical engineering. If I had known, I wouldn't have studied that course. It was a waste of time. I'm telling you, waste of my time. Waste of everything in my life. Waste. I never touched that certificate up till now. If you ask me anything about chemistry, I don't know it. Anything engineering. But I got one of the best results in my school. But it doesn't matter. It's not relevant to my life. It will not help my destiny. What has helped me consistently is my knowledge of who God is. It's my understanding of who he is and what he does and what he does not do. I've been faced with situations in my life that it is because of the knowledge of God that my father cannot do this. This cannot be God. And because of that, I was able to fight the battle. Praise the Lord. Because what you tolerate, what you accept, you will continue to experience. If you think something is God, you will accept it. And because of that, it will be perpetual in your life. But because I've been able to understand God's trademark, when I see something happening in my life, I know that this is God. Or this is war, this is not God. It was like Jesus was telling them a parable. He said, a farmer sowed a seed, and somebody came and said, there are food tares and weeds in the seed that you sow. And what was the reply of the master? He said, the enemy has done this. There are some things in your life, it's not God that did it. He said, it is the enemy that has done it. He said, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come to give you life and to give it to you abundantly. If it is not life, it is not God. If it is not good, it is not God. That is the struggle. So you must have this understanding and you must pursue it with everything that you have. It's not dancing, no. It's not social media. Social media will not help you in the days of adversity. It is not TikTok. It's not TikTok. You might dance all your life on TikTok, but when the challenges of life comes, the challenges will TikTok your life and you will not be able to do anything if you do not have the knowledge of God. So your knowledge, or he said, my people, they enter into captivity because they lack knowledge. So knowledge is key. Knowledge is powerful. And what are the things that God wants you to know about him? I'm going to mention two. You'll see the rest in that place. I'm going to mention two of them. That God is important that you know about him. And you understand it about him. Praise the Lord. The Jeremiah 9, the 24. You can now give me NLT. Give me NLT. He said, but those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am what? Hallelujah. The first thing you need to know about your God is that he is the what? He's the Lord. You know what it means? Praise the Lord. Can we open to Isaiah 45? We are going to read it together. Okay, we might not read it together I'll quickly read it. Isaiah 45. We'll read verse 5 and 6. We jump to 14. We jump to 18. And we do 21, 22. So let's do 5 and 6 first. Isaiah 45. You can give me in NLT, King James. I'm okay with it. Praise the Lord. This is God talking. I need also to understand what when God says he needs you to know that he is the Lord. It's not that he's one of the Lords. He's the what? I am the Lord. He's telling you, you should know it. And this is what he says. He said, I am the Lord. He's God talking. He's not talking to anybody. I am what? The Lord. And there is no other God. I have equipped you for battle. He said, no, you don't even know me. So all the world from east to west will know there is no other God. I am the Lord and there is no other. No other God. Go to verse 14. He said, this is what the Lord says. He said, you will rule the Egyptians and the Ethiopians and the Sabians. He said, they will come to you with all their merchandise and it will all be yours. He said, they will follow you as prisoners in chains. He said, they will fall to their knees in front of you. And what will they say? They will say, God is with you. And he is the only God. And there is no other God. Hallelujah. Now, we'll go to verse 18. Verse 8. It says, For the Lord is God. He created the heavens and the earth. And he put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in. Not to be a place of empty chaos. He said, I am the Lord. And he said, there is no other. You see the trend. I am the Lord. And there is no other Lord. There's none before me. There's none after me. I am the Ancient of Days. I am the beginning. I am the end. Before there was time, I was.
Before the beginning, God was. After the end, God will continue to be. He said, I am all in all. I have existed before time was. And when everything stopped, I will still be what? In existence. I will still be God. 21 to 22. He said, consult together. Argue your case. Get together and decide what to say. Who made these things known so long ago? He said, what idol ever told you they will happen? Was it not I, the Lord? He said, for there is no other God but me. I am a righteous God and a what? I'm a savior. There is none but me. Let all the world look to me for salvation. For I am God and there is no other. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what it means is that when it comes to absolute power, it belongs to God. It's not the devil. The devil is a creature that God made. Praise the Lord. So when God says, I am God and there is no other, that means that whatever I say, nobody can say it. When I say it will happen this way, because I am the Lord and there is no other, nobody can change it. If I say this year you flourish, there's nothing in this world that can stand against it. Because I am the Lord. If I said you will be well with you and I will satisfy you with long life, there's no prophet in this world that can come and tell you that you will die young. They are not the Lord. He said, I am the Lord. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. My word is yes and amen. Nobody, in Yoruba we call it Kabiyosi. I am the unquestionable God. I cannot be questioned. I cannot be harassed. If I commanded it, it must happen. Praise the Lord. So that is, he said, that is, I want you to know that that is who I am. I am not an ordinary person. I am not one of the gods. That there are many gods. This is one of them. No. It is only me that existed. You must have that understanding. And when you have that understanding, you must know that God is your source. God is your source. Every other thing is a resource. If one way closes, God opens 1,000 ways. If this thing does not work, God will make another thing to work. If the enemy comes to attack you, God will turn it around for your favor. God does not do evil. But when evil comes, God will turn that evil to favor you. He said, that is who I am. That is who I am. I am the source. If you lose a job, I will provide you 10,000 jobs. If somebody, you propose to somebody and they gave you 20 nails, I will bring you a beautiful wife to marry. If a man break your heart, don't worry. I am the Lord. If I need to manufacture him, I'm bringing him from Australia. I'm bringing him from China. I am the Lord. I will bring him for you. Why? Because I am the Lord. So that is something that you need to know about me. That I am the Lord. I am the source of all things. Praise the Lord. I've done business and it failed. I've been indebted, I've been harassed, I've been molested. But at the end of the day, God still proved in my life that he's the what? He's the Lord. He said he's the Lord, just chill. So some of the regret I have now is that the way I was worried that period and I was almost depressed, I wouldn't have been. You understand? If I had this understanding that God is the Lord, all things are working in my favor. It might not look at it, but God is on my case. And because the El Shaddai is on my case will turn out well. In the name of Jesus. Though it may tarry, he said, wait for it. It will surely come. It will surely come. The trials will turn to testimonies. The delays will turn to good news. In the name of Jesus. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I've gone through many things, though. I've gone through many things. But at the end of the day, I realize that I am the Lord. I never leave you. I will never forsake you. In the midst of the storm, I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. That is who God is. He is your God. He is your Lord. And He is your Father. Hallelujah. Now, after He has said, I'm the Lord, He now begins to mention other things. He said, I am the Lord that dealeth in what? In loving kindness. Wow. Praise the Lord. That dealeth, can you give me that Jeremiah 9:24? He said, I dealeth in what? Loving kindness. God is a good God. That is His character. That is who He is. Praise the Lord. He said, all good and all perfect gifts cometh from what? Above. He said, God will never tempt any man with evil because there is no evil in him. He will never tempt you. Bad things happen, but it's not God. Do we understand that? Bad things are, but it is not God. God will never use bad to teach you. He will never use bad to send a message to you. He will never afflict you with sickness. He will never afflict you with poverty. He will never put you in an accident. He will never allow a man to come to your life and break your heart. If somebody breaks your heart, don't say that God wants to teach me. God is not teaching you with heartbreaks. God has better way. God teach you with scriptures. He will not teach you with heartbreaks. So if it is not good, it is not what? It is not God. But you see, when a bad thing happens, it will work in your favor. That's why they say all things works together for my good. Praise the Lord. He said that the enemy meant it for evil, but God turned it around for what? For good. So that is one of the things you must know about God. In His absolute goodness, God is a what? A good God. And God is good to you. It might not look like it, but behind the scenes, God is working. Say, I will arise and I will have mercy upon Zion. He said, because the set time to favor Zion has come. He said, yeah, the set time is what? Is now. So God is favoring you. And your time to be favored is what? Is now. Your time to be liberated is what? Is now. Your time to receive a testimony is what? Is now. God is good. I remember when I wanted to travel out. I've shared the story, but it's always a good story to share. Because you cannot separate your life from your story. Your life is made up of your word, your stories. So what God will do is that God will turn your stories into a message. You know, even when you are going through them, they look like a mess. But that mess, God will turn it around and it will become a word, a message. Well, you see, some of the things I'm saying, you shouldn't do some of them. I'm just saying as an example of what I was, when I was going through those things. So I wanted to travel to Canada. You know, so this Canada that people are rushing to go, I've been trying to jackpot for almost 25 years. So I finished serving. My mates were looking for work. I didn't look for work. I just went to Sha, you know, do passport to travel. So the Canada embassy in Nigeria had a problem. There was a diplomatic issue. So we had to go to Benin Republic. So, you know, I've said it before. We did a party and all that. And I traveled out, you know. But I didn't travel to Canada. I went to Togo. I was in Benin Republic. So I went for Benin Republic. Then we went to Lomé. So we finally stayed in Lomé. So I was in Lomé for like, you know, almost 3 months. Trying to get, you know, visa to Canada. And every time it was failing. Then after a while, they decide, you know, when you are desperate, you do crazy stuff. After a time, they say, maybe it's because our name is Yoruba name, that we should look for a Liberian name. You know, Liberian name. So they gave me a Liberian name. So that means they had to change my passport and all that. You know, funny things, which I said is not right. But then we are under desperation. And that's why I know that in the midst, when you are in the deepest of hole, God is still with you. It might look as if you are alone. You are just, you know. At that time, we were very depressed. We spent a lot of money. Even with the English name that they gave me, the visa was still what? Was still rejected. So they now realize that it's not an English name matter. The matter is something else. So we didn't get the visa. And we're frustrated and we're tired. And we're supposed to like, what do we do? Do we go to Abidjan? Maybe from Abidjan, we stay in Abidjan. Then we'll try and find our way to Morocco. From Morocco, we enter the desert. From the desert, you know, just so I get to Canada. But I thank God that God had mercy on my life. And he put it in my mind that if you cannot go forward, you do what? You go backward. At least you retreat to go and prepare yourself. So we had to go back home. And we entered our home like a thief in the night. We dare not go in the daytime. Because our parents were very popular people. They are very all these loud parents and drama queens. So my mom is number one drama queen. So everybody in First Act knew the son has traveled to Canada. They even did a party on my behalf that he has traveled. But they didn't know the party was to Lomé. So when I came back in the middle of the night. And I was in the night for months. I couldn't go out. I was depressed. And in that point in time, I came in contact with David Christian Center. And my life began to transform. I got a job, you know, praise the Lord. I got a job and things began to move and everything. And you see, with the benefit of insight, I realized that I wasn't meant to travel. If I traveled, either I would have died or I would have been in prison or something, or I would have been a drug addict. Something terrible would have happened. My life is so full of abundance now. My life is so blessed. I'm so happy. Without traveling, I don't need to travel to be happy. I am fulfilled. I'm blessed in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, you know, I'm telling you. I'm blessed. There are some things, I can't share them on the pulpit. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I can never be as blessed as I am if I've been in Canada. So, jackpotting is not an attraction to me. You understand? So in the midst of that experience, I still want to, I might not feel his goodness at that time, but with the benefit of insight, you realize that God is walking and God is holding our steps. Even though you are not faithful, God was still faithful. God was still helping. God was still moving you and was still directing you. Hallelujah. He was helping. Praise the Lord. So you might not understand the pieces of your life now. You might not understand what is going on, but I want to tell you that God is the great architect, is the greatest designer, is designing your life, and is bringing something beautiful out of it, that it will be a testimony. I'm telling you, my life is a testimony. I'm telling you. One of my goals was, before a particular age, I will have financial independence. I achieved it without traveling abroad. I achieved it without what? Without traveling. Financial independence is that even if I'm not working, my bills will be what? Will be taken care of. Praise the Lord. So God is a what? He's a good God. That is one thing you must know. And God is working things in your favor. And all things, at the end of the day, it will work together for your good. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate God this morning? Can we give him praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to give someone an opportunity to accept Jesus into your life. When I talk about the trademark of God is symbolized
in the person of Jesus Christ. The power of God is in Jesus. The goodness of God is in Jesus. The justice of God is where? Is in Jesus. The righteousness of God is where? Is in Jesus. That is why I say all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yes and amen. When you are in Christ, then you get all the benefits of who God is and what God stands for. I want to pray with someone this morning. You are not born again. You are not born again. And you know it. And I want to help you to make a decision for Jesus. Your life will never remain the same. All else bow, all eyes closed. If you are here this morning and you like to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, can you just lift up your hand? I would like to pray with you. I would like to pray with you. I would like to pray with you. Lift up your hand. Let me pray with you. Your life will never remain the same. Your life will be transformed. You will enjoy the benefit of Jesus. You will enjoy the benefit of God. God will come into your life and He will turn it around. Just lift up your hand. I want to see the person I'm praying with. Just lift up your hand. You are here. You want to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we appreciate God? We have to. Okay, pray. Can they just stand up? Just stand up. Let me pray. We just stand up. Can we appreciate them as they come out? You want to give your life? Just come out. Come out. Let's keep clapping for them as they come out. Keep clapping for them. Keep clapping for them. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. You can clap for them. God is excited. The heavens are excited. The angels are screaming. Let's keep clapping. Clap for them until they come to the front. Clap for them until they get here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are making the best decision of your life. Your life will never remain the same. Put your hand on your chest after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with the blood. Grace. Have you all the days in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate God for them? Please follow her. Just briefly, they will attend to you. Clap for them. Appreciate them. Appreciate them. Keep clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah.